Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed or that it sparks curiosity or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. My family and I have done a 30-day blackout. A friend of ours gave us a book that was written by a psychologist called The 30-Day Blackout. And it has done wonders for our family. We felt like we found each other again and discovered each other and the nuances. And everybody is growing so much, our children and life. And it is good to just stop a little bit all the distractions and to be connected with one another. And that blackout ended with just unexpected events, and we had family come over as well from France, which was emotionally and in all facets really incredible. I haven't seen my family in a long time. And my children don't really know well their cousins. And so it was an opportunity to kind of talk about all these years and how we've experienced life in Europe, in the United States, separately, and how connected we are regardless, even with different beliefs, in different environment. There is a connection because the family bond is such, and because we share a common past. At some point in our past, we connected. It was my sister's ex-husbands and their two children. And so I was able to hear about my sister's marriage, which was very similar to my marriage in many ways because of the way we were brought up, even though we're very different. And my faith also led me to make different choices within certain opportunities or certain events that happen, just to view things differently than what I was brought in. But what is really nice is that at the end of the 30-day blackout, I'm in my yard. I don't know if you hear the birds chirping and the planes, and the sun is hitting me. I'm in South Florida, and it's such a beautiful day, by the way. Talking about the blackout, but this is a bright sunny day. And so it ended with just us being the family leaving. My family from France really did not notice much the blackout because they're not much hooked to tablets and television. My niece and nephew were watching a show that was not streamed in Europe. So to them, it was a treat because they don't watch much, but also it's nice to be able to see something that no one else is able to in France. And so during the day when my kids were at school, I just put the show for them. But so when they left, that's when actually the 30-day blackout ended for us. So we were all kind of back to regular life. My son was checking his many messages, connecting with friends on different chat platforms, noticing some drama, just seeing things with different eyes. And the difficulty is not to go back to this mindset where you're just swept away by the drama, the gossips, the naysayers, but staying centered and understanding who we are at the core. And we can be swept away. I was catching up a little bit with what's airing and selecting, as I like to do, what I want to put into my mind. And then I came across that series, a short series called All the Light We Cannot See, from the novel by Anthony Doerr, All the Light We Cannot See, of the same title. And the trailer really intrigued me because it was about this young woman who during World War II in Saint-Malo in France is broadcasting a message of hope, but also some messages to the French and Americans about where the Germans were hidden. So she was sending messages, but she was airing a message of hope and broadcasting. And it is interesting because I could not help but compare that character with the work that I decided to do with this podcast, where I want to broadcast a message that, to me, my desire is a message of hope, a message of all the things within that we do not express, a platform for my soul and other people's deep messages, and bring that into the light. And so I watched the show, and it was a little intense. During World War II, it was illegal, definitely, to listen or broadcast any message at all. But there's a love story, too. It talks about a professor that is also broadcasting a message of hope based on truth and facts of science during a time where the Nazis and Hitler were sending this horrible message of what humanity should be like, and science experiments, and really a lot of darkness. And the title, All the Light We Cannot See, made me think, because the truth is, in the midst of darkness, and that character, Marie, could not see, she was blind, and yet there is a light that she was broadcasting, and there is a light that she was holding on to. And just in the middle of darkness, she wanted everyone to see that light and to hear it and to believe in it. There is always more light that we can see in any given situation. Our thoughts can go to the darkest places sometimes. It seems like there is no hope. But I like to be reminded that there is always more light, and it's not because we cannot see it that it's not there. And to me, it's God. It's great to understand about myself, my past, my story, reflect, but there is nothing like promises and a relationship based on love that kind of comes as a wonderful blanket over it all, knowing that God is there, He works for the good of all things, and He is light. And there is definitely more light than we can ever see or imagine. And so spending some time reflecting what that light is and dwelling in it is a balm to our souls. And I encourage everyone to do that during this time where it seems like everything is dark and sad, especially during the holiday seasons or birthday celebrations, anniversaries of someone's passing, loved ones, to remember that there is, on the other side of those dark moments, an immense amount of light that we can not see, but we can choose to perceive and welcome. And soon it expands. And of course it takes time. There's a moment of grief, there's different levels, but it's always there, and it's always available, and it's always a place that we can go to. The light does exist, even if we cannot see it. I just thought to leave you with this message. Thank you for listening. Here are some takeaways and inspirations from this episode. Staying away from all electronics for a certain amount of time helps you and your loved ones focus and deepen the family bonds. The challenge after a blackout is to remember and keep the newfound focus so that we can be aware of the distraction and the input or the information we will allow back into our lives. Even if I don't understand it all, faith is the stronghold of my life, and it can be the stronghold of your life. It will restore your life and lead you to a place of peace, hope, and joy. When we face uncertainty in our lives, we experience pain, we feel scared, we can rely on a light that is greater than us instead of the darkness that is so apparent all around us. I love this quote, "For our light and momentary affliction is producing an eternal glory that is greater than anything we can imagine." Love overthrows the dark moments. God is love. He is never far from each one of us. We can seek His light. Our stories hold some treasures on how God shows His light to us specifically and uniquely. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now.